from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State weighs in on Trump's new Afghanistan plan. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the United States' commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Tuesday he has not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country. Speaking from Baghdad, Mattis said he's consulting with Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and will make the decision based on his plan. In the meantime, the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson weighed in on the new plan.
I think the president did a fairly thorough job in terms of describing the new military approach. And I think the important point in that is a conditions-based approach as opposed to a time-based approach that had specified troop ceiling levels and timetables. And I think the president's been quite clear that what will be different this time is he has empowered our military commanders on the ground to make more timely decisions.
The president has approved up to 4,000 more U.S. troops in Afghanistan, according to sources, speaking on the condition that they not be named. The Secretary of Defense James Mattis said on an unannounced visit to Iraq Tuesday that significant progress has been made in ousting Islamic State from the country.
We in this coalition will remain steadfast with our Iraqi allies all the way through the defeat of ISIS. It's not over yet. There's hard fighting ahead.
Before flying to Baghdad, where Mattis discussed security cooperation with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Mattis predicted IS's days are numbered, while cautioning that the defeat of the militant group is not imminent. It won't happen overnight. The U.S. State Department presidential envoy Brett McGurk, who accompanied Mattis to Iraq, reiterated that ISIS has not reclaimed any ground, allowing 2 million Iraqis to return to their homes in liberated areas.